as is Carnival Girls in view from the Olympic swimming pool in the heart of Moscow. We are now about to witness the final 800-meter freestyle women. World record, 8 minutes, 24.62 seconds, set by Tracy Wickham of Australia. Olympic record, 8 minutes, 46.09 seconds, set by Hank Budani of the GDR, who is swimming in lane number 4. In lane 1, Emmys Dislav of the GDR. Lane 2, Pascal Verbouwen of Belgium. Lane 3, Michelle Shaw of Australia. Lane 4, Olympic record holder, Hank Budani of the GDR. Lane 5, Alice Dears of the GDR. Lane 6, Irina Aksyonova of the UFSR. Lane 7, Oksana Kamisanova of the UFSR. And lane 8, Yelena Ivanova, also of the UFSR. So in this final 800-meter freestyle for women, we have three swimmers from the GDR, three from the UFSR, one from Belgium, and one from Australia. The girls are now getting ready for the start, their last freestyle women final.
We're
on the mark. Here goes the gun and the ball. So come out of the water and come out in front right away is Hank Budani, the GDR. Is she going to break her Olympic and maybe set a new world record? In front now, coming up to the first 50 meters, out in front, Hank Budani. Lane number 5, Dennis Beers, and also closely followed by Irina Sarva in lane number 6. Take off that time. Out in front, Kepagana, the GDR, followed by Irina Beers, also the GDR. Now, is it going to be the GDR or the USSR? Or will they divide the medal? Finishing the first 100 meters. Finishing the first 100 meters. We have Gears of the GDR followed by Donnelly GDR2.
A
This is Kennedy Grove continuing the reports from the Olympic swimming pool. And now we're about to witness the final 400 meter individual medley for men. World record, 4 minutes, 20.45 seconds. Olympic record, 4 minutes, 23.68 seconds. Round one, Sean Madruga of Brazil. Round two, Sergei Fafanko of the USSR. Round three, Andras Hagerfai of Hungary. Round four, also Hungary, and the man to watch. Round 5, Richard Gorski, Poland, also has a very good chance. Round 6, Alexander Sidorenko of the USSR. Round 7, Daniel Matlick of Czechoslovakia. Round 8, Miroslav Volko, also of Czechoslovakia. The men to watch in this medley, 400-meter individual medley, I think Zoltán Zarasko of Hungary and Richard Gorski of Poland will have the best times in the preliminary heat. As you know, the 400-meter individual medley consists of the backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly, and freestyle. And now, after the 100-meter butterfly, out in front is Alexander Sidorenko of the USSR. I'm sorry, Sergei Fafanko of the USSR. He's out in the lead. And now, we're swimming the backstroke. Coming out in front now is Alexander Sidorenko of the USSR, lane number 6. Technical turn. Sidorenko, followed by Fafanko. And the new floor, Zoltán Zarasko of Hungary. Who is going to win? I should be sure it's going to be a race between Zoltán Zarasko of Hungary and Richard Gorski of Poland. But now, out in front, Alexander Sidorenko of the USSR, followed by Sergei Fafanko of the USSR, who led after the butterfly. Now the backstroke. The backstroke, coming the backstroke now, is Madruga of Brazil, followed by Sidorenko of the USSR and the rest of Hungary. The positions have changed. And now coming out with a breaststroke in the main caucus to me is Zoltán Zarasko of Czechoslovakia, followed by Sean Madruga of Brazil. Who's it going to be? The positions are changing as the different styles of swimming changes. Coming out in front now is Alexander Sidorenko, the USSR. Alexander Sidorenko turning now. Alexander Sidorenko turning now. And Sidorenko Fafanko, the USSR. Sidorenko Fafanko, the USSR, followed by Zarasko of Hungary. It's swimming hard, and every time you take the swim, he's helped on by the crowd here, with Alexander Sidorenko finishing the backstroke. Coming out in front by a couple of seconds, out by a length, he's turning now. It's Sidorenko with a time of 3:24.81 seconds, followed by Fafanko and Kurzatar of Hungary. Two of the positions have changed, and now we have gone around 400 meters freestyle. Out in front, Alexander Sidorenko, the USSR, followed very closely by Sidorenko, the USSR. It's Alexander Sidorenko, and in third place, Andras Hagerfai of Hungary. The positions have changed, but out in front now is Alexander Sidorenko, turning now. Sergei Fafanko now, and Andras Hagerfai of Hungary in third place. The last group of two. Alexander Sidorenko coming hard. Coming very hard. He's out in front. What else is the record on that? No one knows yet, but Alexander Sidorenko, the USSR, out in first place. It's going to go through second and third. Coming out now, in the second place is Zoltán Zarasko of Hungary. Finishing the race now is Alexander Sidorenko. Now, second place, Sergei Fafanko, the USSR. It's 1-2 USSR. qualifying, winning time of 4 minutes, 22.89 seconds, 4 minutes, 22.89 seconds, which is a new Olympic record for Alexander Shinrenko in his final 400-meter individual medley for men. Alexander Shinrenko was a star with a new Olympic record. And you'll see the time board for number three in what close. Who was it? I'll tell you now. So the official time now with new Olympic records. Alexander Shinrenko of the USSR with a time of 4 minutes 22.89 seconds. In second place, Sergei Shevchenko of the USSR with an Olympic record, reaching the old Olympic record, 2 minutes 23.43 seconds. And in third place, Zoltan Gorazd of Hungary with a time of 4 minutes 24.44 seconds. That is the final in the 400-meter individual medley for men.
And now, here's how Vladimir Pozner saw the end of the 10,000-meter race in Lenin Stadium.
They are not giving him a round. It is severe. It is Villain now moving out in front. He's battling for the position. No, it's Villain moving out. Villain moving out in front. Now, Yipkin making his move in second place. And in third place, we see Shadua, Katun, and then Manasa. Those are the five men. Five men, 9 kilometers gone in 25 minutes, 9.5 seconds. I remind you of the record, 27 minutes, 48.48 seconds. Coming around the bend, coming around the turn here. Also, Villain out in front, that remarkable. How far advanced. Villain, and now speeding forward, Shadua, Villain forward, moving into first place in front of Villain, right behind him, Ipsil. Kadu behind it there, and Monica in fifth place, but they're all together. Now Villain again making that sprint, and now Villain forward. Going forward, and here is Kadu in front. Villain, second, Yipka, third, Kadu, fourth, and Monica fifth, all together, but this is it. This is now going to be the last lap. And are they going? Are they going? Right in front, Yipka with that tremendous crash right behind him, Kadu, and Monica, and there it is, left foot, but look at Yipka go. Just look at him. Look at that. Yipka sprinting, leaving the field behind. Behind, and they are in second place, Kadu in third, but Monica Pinion sprinting also, going fast, catching up. Moving into third place, moving into second place, but you see Yipka and Monica, Yipka, Monica, Kadu, who will be Yipka coming in first, he is Olympic champion, Monica second up in line, Kadu is third, Kadu fourth, the time, 1.7 minutes, 32.68 seconds, a fantastic race, first of June 1, fantastic. Totally fantastic race. Olympic champion, Victor of the Columbia, silver medal, Monica of Finland, and bronze medal, Kadu of Ethiopia. And listen to that crowd.
The man called Vladimir Pozner saw the end of the 10,000-meter race in Lenin Stadium.
This is Carl Yagov continuing the report from the Olympic swimming pool here in the final for the 200-meter backstroke for women. The world record, 2 minutes, 11.93 seconds. Olympic record, 2 minutes, 13 seconds flat. Lane 1, Larissa Buchikova of the USSR. Lane 2, Carmen Bonaccio of Romania. Lane 3, Lisa Forrest of Australia. Lane 4, Rika Greinich of the GDR, who set a new Olympic record, 2 minutes, 13 seconds flat. Lane 5, Cornelia Pulak of the GDR. Lane 6, Brigitte Kreiber of the GDR. Lane 7, Yolanda van der Stappel of Belgium. And Lane 8, Karine Verbouwen, also of Belgium. We are coming up to the first turn out in front. Richard Rumnish of the GDR, followed closely by
for Jude Triber of the GDR and Cornelia Pullet of the GDR. It's GDR so far, 1-2-3. 1-2-3, Rika Reines, Cornelia Pullet, and Birgit Triber of the GDR. Now, is Rika Reines going to break her own Olympic record, which she has set this morning, 2 minutes, 14 seconds flat in the preliminaries. Out in front, Rika Reines of the GDR, followed by Cornelia Pullet of the GDR and Birgit Triber of the GDR. They have just finished the 100 meters. They have taken a turn. And out in front, still out in front, is Rika Reines of the GDR, followed by Pullet and Triber, also the GDR. This is going to be GDR, I think, 1-2-3 again. Rika Reines is now pulling away from her teammates, out in front by half a length, Rika Reines turning now, Pullet turning now, Triber turning now, that's the way it is, the last 50 meters, Rika Reines of the GDR, turning hard, is she going to set a new Olympic record? She's being urged on by the fans here and her teammates, Pullet and Triber, in 2 and 3 spots. The Olympic record, 2 minutes, 14 seconds. Rika Reines coming into the finish. She finishes with a new Olympic record, with a new Olympic and world record. 2 minutes, 11.77 seconds. 2 minutes, 11.77 seconds. That's a new world and Olympic record for Rika Reines of the GDR. She has broken the world and Olympic record in this final 200-meter breaststroke for women. Rika Reines has done it again. She's all smiles. She's being congratulated and hugged by her teammates, Cornelia Pullet of the GDR and Birgit Triber of the GDR, who came in second and third. And so, in the final 200-meter breaststroke for women, number one, Rika Reines with a new world and Olympic record, 2 minutes, 11.77 seconds. Number two, Cornelia Pullet of the GDR, 2 minutes, 14.75. And number three, Birgit Triber, 2 minutes, 14.14 seconds. It was GDR 1-2-3 in this final 200-meter backstroke for women. And now the last swimming event for women at the 22nd Olympic Games. The final 4x100-meter freestyle relay for women. World record, 3 minutes, 44.23 seconds. Olympic record, 3 minutes, 44.82 seconds. Lane 1, Team of Spain. Lane 2, Australia. Lane 3, Sweden. Lane 4, GDR. Lane 5, Holland. Lane 6, Great Britain. Lane 7, Mexico. Lane 8, Algeria. And now, after the first start, out in front, the team from the GDR, Callum Babacosa is the first man to swing for the GDR. She's way out in front. She's a good length out in front, and she's finishing now with a time of 54.90 seconds. In second place, the team from Holland was 57.50, and followed by Sweden, 57.61. Now, swing for the GDR is Karen Wetschuk. She is way ahead of all her teammates, followed very closely by the girls in lane 3 and a lane 5, Sweden and Holland. Out in front, taking a turn now. And the second and third now. Karen Wetschuk of the GDR swimming well in front. She's a good 2 lengths ahead of all the other swimmers. And it's 4x100-meter freestyle relay, the last Olympic event for women and men at the 22nd Olympic Games. Karen Wetschuk coming up to the finish. Finishing now with a time of 1 minute 50.51 seconds. In second place now, 1:54.43 for Sweden. And in third place, Holland. It's the GDR, Sweden and Holland. 10 hours, 8 Holland. Over a score by 100 meter freestyle. And now swimming for the junior, Eric Veers. Turning now. She's very, very good. And the girls from Sydney Island are turning now. A big wave is a little bit of power for a second. It's GDR. It's going to be GDR now. Will it be a world Olympic record? We have little to wait yet to see. And now it is Nick Gears finishing for the GDR. Finishing now for the time of 2 minutes 46.41 seconds. In second place, finishing now is Holland with a time of 2:52.05. That's a lead of 6 seconds. And in third place, Sweden, 2 minutes 52.36. The goals going for the swimming events have now changed. And swimming tackling for the video is Diana Holzenbeck, who has turned out of all her way to the finish. She's well ahead. She's a good 7 seconds ahead of everyone. She's swimming all by herself. Followed very careful, quickly to swimming Holland to a second for several zones. But it's Karina Holzenbeck finishing for the U.S. For the junior. Finishing now for the time of 3 minutes 42.71. 42.71, which is the new world and Olympic record for the GDR. It's the GDR with a new world and Olympic record with a time of 3 minutes 42.71 seconds. A new world and Olympic record. And so the last swimming event for women at the 22nd Olympic Games. The 4x100 meter freestyle relay women. Gold with a new world and Olympic record, the team from the GDR, 3 minutes 42.71 seconds, bettering the world record by 1.72 seconds. In number 2 place, with the silver medal, is the team from Sweden with a time of 2 minutes 48.93 seconds. And in third place with the bronze, the team from Holland, 3 minutes 39.51 seconds. And so that ends the swimming events from the Olympic swimming pool and the swimming events at the 22nd Olympic Games here in Moscow.
That was Carl Igor of Radio Moscow. You're listening to its North American service. Here is the news. First, the headlines. More world records were set at the Olympic Games in Moscow on Sunday. The military, who seized power in Bolivia, are conducting mass arrests. In Iran, a spokesman for Ayatollah Khomeini has said the death of the former Iranian Shah will not affect the position of American hostages. Those with the headlines, and now here's the news in detail. A 15-year-old swimmer from the German Democratic Republic, Rika Reinisch, set a second world record at the Moscow Olympics on Sunday, this time in the 200-meter backstroke, clocking 2 minutes, 11.77 seconds. The world record in the 4x100-meter women's relay was also broken. The team from the German Democratic Republic clocked 3 minutes, 42.71 seconds. 18-year-old Michelle Ford of Australia was first in the 800-meter freestyle with an Olympic record of 8 minutes, 28.9 seconds. The champion could not hold back her tears when the Australian national anthem was played. The 400-meter individual medley went to a Soviet student, Alexander Sidorenko, and the 100-meter freestyle to Jörg Voiter of the German Democratic Republic. Ethiopian athletes brought their country its first two medals in the 10,000-meter race. Gold-winning Mirats Iyefter was first at the finish with his famous spurt. He did his last round as if he just started the race. The Finnish Kaarlo Maaniakka came second, overtaking Mohamed Kadir at the last curve, who came in third.
A Sunday's track and field finals opened with a world record smashed by Nadezhda Olezarenko of the Soviet Union. She won the 800-meter event, clocking 1:53.42, clipping off almost 2 seconds of the former record. Thomas Munkelt of the German Democratic Republic took gold in the men's 110-meter hurdles. Second, as the photo finish shows, was Cuba's Alejandro Casanas. A Danish schooler of the Soviet Union became an Olympic champion in the javelin throw with a result of 91 meters, 20 centimeters. The German Democratic Republic took 7 out of 8 gold medals in rowing, ceding 1 gold medal to Pertti Karppinen of Finland. Other winners included rowers from Bulgaria, Britain, Poland, Czechoslovakia, the Soviet Union, and Yugoslavia. In soccer, the 4 teams which will contest the semifinals are known now. They are the teams of the German Democratic Republic, the Soviet Union, Czechoslovakia, and Yugoslavia. The boxing contest has entered its decisive stage. So far, the Soviet and Cuban teams have not had a single defeat. But now, Viktor Merezhnichenko has beaten the Cuban Olympic champion, Jorge Hernandez. In basketball, the Soviet team has lost to the Yugoslav national after losing a match to the Italians. In the 3-day equestrian event, the winner is Federico Aurora Roman of Italy on Rosinante. Second and third places were won by Soviet competitors. The participants of the judo contest have begun their final bouts. Angelo Parisi of France, in the weight class over 95 kilograms, has won a gold medal. This is a third gold medal won by a French athlete at the Games. In weightlifting, 20-year-old Hungarian participant Peter Batsako has become an Olympic champion in the middle heavyweight class. He registered a total of 377.5 kilograms in 2 events. Roman Alexandrov of Bulgaria was second, and Frank Mantek of the German Democratic Republic was third. Olympic contests on Sunday were watched by President Urho Kekkonen of Finland and First Secretary of the Polish United Workers' Party, Edward Gierek. We present Olympic Report.
Hello, sports fans. As usual, we begin this issue of Olympic Report with the highlights of the previous day. Saturday witnessed high drama in the 800-meter race between Great Britain's Sebastian Coe and Steve Bonnet, whose rivalry has consistently been underlined by correspondents accredited to the Games. There might be an element of public relations involved here, but regardless of that, it was a race that had the entire 103,000 spectators roaring, especially when the Soviet Union's Nikolai Kirov led the pack into the home stretch. As you know, Steve Ovett won, and Seb Coe's desperate finishing kick brought him the silver medal, but was not good enough to catch his rival.
Italy's Sergio Simeone shared part of Saturday's glory when, after winning the gold Olympic medal in the high jump, she tried to better her own world record of 2 meters, 1 centimeter. Though she failed to clear 202, the fans gave her a standing ovation.
When Italy's basketball coach was quoted as saying on the eve of the games that his team had come to win the gold medal, few people took that seriously. But Saturday, Italy's cages scored a sensational upset, whipping the number one favorites, the USSR, 87-85, in a game that may have been the cause of heart attacks.
The great thing about sports, and particularly about Olympic competitions, is that really one can't predict the winner. This has been proven time and again, and a case in point was Alan Whale's victory in front of favorite Silvio Leonard of Cuba. So we had every reason to believe that we'll be seeing many more surprises in the second week of the Olympics.
Is there any connection between a man's name and his sport? Well, most people would say no, and they would be right. But sometimes you wonder. Take the case of Victor Kamapuska. Victor, as we all know, comes from the Latin and means victory, that is, to win. Kropuska, if translated literally from the Russian, means blood letter. That is, to draw blood, as doctors used to do in ancient times. But not only doctors draw blood, so do swordsmen. And Victor Kropuska is just that, Olympic champion in the individual saber event. Of course, that is coincidence, but you must admit it is very much the point.
Victor Kropuska won his first Olympic gold medal in Montreal in 1976. Today, at 31, he's twice Olympic champion. Here's what he told a reporter about himself.
Шоколад для нашего знаменитого Михея, 1962 году, откуда вышел спортивный мастерство, вот это.
I first took up fencing in Moscow in 1962 when I was 13. The reason I did this was television. I watched a fencing tournament and fell in love with the sport. So I went to the Central Stadium and signed up in the fencing group. Anyway, that's the explanation I usually give to journalists. But the real reason I took up fencing is because of the Three Musketeers, a book I knew by heart and kept under my pillow as a boy.
How did your parents feel about your taking up fencing?
My father is a truck driver and my mother is a weaver, and they really didn't care much one way or the other. And when they saw that sports, far from interfering with my studies at school, had a positive influence, we became my friends.
So Victor, here's a question we always ask athletes. Are you superstitious? Do you carry around any good luck charm?
Well, yes and no. I don't have a good luck charm as such, but I make a point of it never shaving during a meet.
And how do you feel now that you have won your second gold Olympic medal?
Well, it's a wonderful feeling, and one thing that I want to say in particular is how grateful I am to my friend Michele Maffei of Italy. He's the man who talked me into not giving up sports after I had won in Montreal. I'm sorry that Michele took only sixth place here in Moscow, but medals are not the most important thing. The most important thing is friendship, and I know that we'll always be good friends.
In most sports, men's competitions tend to overshadow women. Over the years, that has gradually changed. But by and large, I think it is fair to say it still holds true. However, there are some notable exceptions, and what comes first to my mind is gymnastics. No matter how exciting the men's competitions, the ladies always draw greater crowds and generate more emotion. That was the case at these games. The contest for the overall women's title reached unparalleled tension, which affected even the world's best. Max Signalk of the GDR lost her equilibrium on the bar, while Romania's Eberle fell from it. In the floor exercise, Nelly Kim, who makes a mistake once in a blue moon, took a nasty spill. Nobody knew who would win up until the last exercise. The Soviet Union's Elena Davidova scored a nearly perfect 9.95 points on the beam, and Nadia Comaneci needed exactly that number of points to win the overall title. But the peerless Nadia first nearly fell and then executed a mediocre finishing jump. The referees took 40 minutes to come to a decision, while the entire stadium roared in support of Comaneci. But the 9.85 points that she was finally awarded were only enough to give her the silver medal, along with Max Signalk. Now, here's the new overall champion, Elena Davidova.
Frankly speaking, I didn't expect to win, said Yelena. How can you expect to win when you're competing with such greats as Nadia Comaneci, Max Signalk, Natalia Shapochnikova, and Nelly Kim? To say I'm happy is to say nothing. At 18, Yelena Davidova is at her prime, and there's no doubt that we'll see her competing for top honors in future years.
We have another studio guest in today's Olympic Report, a lady who stunned her competition from the very start. You probably know who I have in mind. She's Cuba's Maria Colon, the Olympic champion in the javelin throw. Maria, you beat the old Olympic record by about 3 meters. Now, there was a rather strong wind blowing, and some people say that the wind helped her javelin fly past the 68-meter mark. Would you agree with that?
Yo creo que no haya sido efectivamente el aire quien ha influido en el resultado obtenido hoy, sino una preparación.
No, I wouldn't, said Maria. To begin with, the wind was blowing for everyone, not just for me. The only way to beat your competition is to work very hard so as to reach your best physical form and to be psychologically primed for the competition. And those are the factors that helped me win.
Well, I think Maria made a very good point there, a point that also pertains to the new Olympic champion in the 100-meter sprint, Alan Wales of Great Britain.
When you speak about being psychologically primed, I think nervousness is one of the main reasons why some of the world's best sprinters didn't even make it into the finals. Such athletes as Pietro Mennea, Italy's world record holder in the 200-meter distance, Montreal Olympics champion in the 100 meters, Paisley Crawford of Trinidad and Tobago, 200-meter Olympic champion Donald Quarry of Jamaica. Now we bring you the gold medalist, Alan Wales.
I mean one, because I know that being let in a stadium with a certain amount of wind really is a bad loan, and being one is a very good loan. And therefore, I realized that I would have to go out and run that wee bit harder than I would have to anyway. And I felt like I was under a wee bit more pressure because of this. But I felt I got a good start, and I kept my head all the way, just about. And I looked over about 10 yards to go, and I could see Leonard.
Cuba's Silvio Leonard was the man who was favored to win, but had to settle for the silver medal. Was he disappointed? He actually said he would be overjoyed if he had won the 100-meter sprint. He really didn't believe that anyone could catch him at the tape. This for him was a defeat such as he has never suffered for many years. However, he does have one more chance of putting things right, and that is in the 200-meter finals. And you can rest assured that he will not let that chance get away. That victory slipped through his fingers.
The king of the triple jump since the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City has been Viktor Saneyev of the Soviet Union. But by the time the 1980 Olympics rolled around, there was an uncrowned king, João Carlos Oliveira, a world record holder from Brazil. And he was expected to take that crown in Moscow. But again, sports prove the old adage that records have nothing to do with winning. And the winner of this event was Jaak Uddmayer of Soviet Estonia. Here's what he had to say about the man he was competing against.
Saneyev is such a unique athlete that you can never tell how far he'll jump. I thought he would win. As for Oliveira, he showed his best result of the year, and there is no doubt that he has not said his last word.
No, he hasn't. As a matter of fact, he said several words to our reporter. I had my eyes set on the gold medal, he said. But sports are sports. And the two Soviet jumpers were too good for me. As for Viktor Saneyev, he's one of a kind, a unique athlete who will go down as one of the greatest names in the history of sports.
In today's issue of Olympic Report, we'd like to give you a short review of what the Soviet press is saying about the Olympics. One of the main points concerns the high level of competition. As of Saturday, about 70 world records have been broken at these games, compared to 34 for the same period in Montreal.
Yes, world records are indeed one of the basic themes of press commentary. And among those records, most sports writers seem to highlight Barbara Krause's 54.79 seconds in the 100-meter freestyle race. Barbara is the first woman to have shattered the 55-second barrier. Soviet papers were unanimous in their evaluation of Robert Del Bunde's record in the 4-kilometer individual pursuit cycling event. 4 minutes, 32.29 seconds, nothing remotely like that time has ever been seen on any track.
But records and record holders are not the only subject of comment. Some Olympians are getting a lot of attention, and Great Britain's Duncan Goodhue is certainly one of them. The fact that he took the gold in the 100-meter breaststroke probably has something to do with that. But the main reason seems to be Duncan's great sense of humor and charm. Interviews with him have been published in scores of newspapers around the country.
Here are the names of some other Olympians who have been prominent in the press. Luciano Giovannetti of Italy, Stiliano Smigiakis of Greece, Nadia Comaneci, and Pietro Mennea.
Now it's time for what I would call our mini-Olympic forum, wherein guests and visitors to the Games give their opinions and views on the 22nd Summer Olympics. Our top guest today is Manfred Ewald, president of the GDR's NOC.
Wir wussten schon seit langem, dass die sowjetische Hauptstadt und überhaupt
the Olympic Games, he said, serve as a factor of detente, as a factor of peace. We cannot ignore the fact that there are forces in the world who are against mutual understanding and who are against friendly meetings of young people from all over the world. They oppose such meetings and attempt to undermine them. And it's the duty of the Olympic family, of the IOC, of all the international federations, and most certainly of the National Olympic Committees, to reject all such attempts. In my opinion, the most powerful blows struck against these forces are the Olympic Games in Moscow, with their atmosphere of friendship, honesty, and goodwill.
That was the opinion of an official. Now we take you to the Ukraine Hotel, which stands on the embankment of the Moskva River, and hosts thousands of tourists who have come to see the Olympics. Our reporter interviewed Mr. Nils Solovey of Sweden.
Ja, jag heter Nils Solovey från Lund i Sverige. Jag åkte hit på en resa från...
My name is Nils Solovey, he said, and I come from the town of Lund. I've come to root for my son, who's competing as a weightlifter. I was present at the opening ceremony, and that was a spectacular, wonderful sight. I've been to other opening ceremonies, but I've never seen anything like this one. It was simply breathtaking. When the Swedish delegation entered the stadium, I had tears in my eyes. I saw that they were marching under the Swedish flag. I believe that the boycott of such an event in the present international situation is absurd. And I feel very strongly for the athletes who have not been able to come because of their governments. Now, this is not only my opinion. For instance, we Swedes live in the Ukraine Hotel, and not long ago we were having dinner in the restaurant when we saw a big group of Norwegians sitting at a table nearby. So we poured some vodka, lifted our glasses, and drank a toast to the failure of Norway's Olympic boycott. And we could see how ashamed those people were about their government stand.
Now, to end this mini forum, here's what one sportscaster had to say. His name is Tasos Verkitsis, a Greek by origin, who now makes his home in the United States.
I never missed an Olympic game in my life. And as a matter of fact, in spite of the political conflict, I opposed the idea of not coming to Moscow. Because the one who lost was not the athletes of the Soviet Union, or not the athletes of Cuba, or France, or Italy. It was the athletes of the United States of America. And I strongly believe that was strictly for political reasons, because Mr. Carter wanted to be re-elected.
Sunday was the eighth day of the Olympic Games and the biggest day in the number of medals awarded. 23 Olympic champions were named. Among them was Nadezhda Olizarenko of the USSR, who set a new world and Olympic record in the 800-meter race, 1 minute 53.5 seconds. In the javelin, Linus Kohl of the USSR won with a throw of 91 meters 20 centimeters. And in the 110-meter hurdles, Thomas Munklett of the GDR came in first with a time of 13.39 seconds. In the sculling events, the lion's share went to the GDR, with them winning 7 out of 8 gold medals.
And that brings us to Olympic Kaleidoscope. If Vladimir Tkachenko, at 2 meters 20 centimeters, was the tallest, and Romania's Roman Codrian, at 170 kilograms, the heaviest man of the games, Men Chi Chai of the Korean People's Democratic Republic combines 2 and 1. She's the shortest and lightest of all athletes. She stands at 135 centimeters in her bare feet and weighs only 25 kilograms.
We've been talking about human beings all the time. Now here is some news about horses. The average horse's age at the Olympics is 10 years. And the grandma of all horses is Gloria, a Bulgarian mare of 16.
The main press center of the Olympics is so big that it has become a subject of joke. One journalist asks another, "Could you tell me where the APA bureau is?" "One floor down," said the other, and then followed the hall for about 150 meters.
And with that, we end this edition of Olympic Report. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same way, William. Until then, we wish you all good listening.
Four cosmonauts, three Soviet and one Vietnamese,